From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, January 9th, 2026. A Superior Court judge has ruled in favor of the Penobscot Nation in an appeal over the expansion of the Juniper Ridge landfill. As Caitlin Badion reports, the court is ordering the Maine Department of Environmental Protection to redo a study that determined there was a public benefit associated with the expansion.
Justice Bruce Maloney found that the DEP did not complete fact-finding critical to its public benefit determination for the expansion of Juniper Ridge, the state-owned landfill in Old Town. He's now ordering the department to consider the cumulative environmental burdens placed on the Penobscot Nation and on the tribe's intimate relationship with the Penobscot River. By not considering those factors originally, the DEP failed to properly apply environmental justice standards required under Maine law. The Penobscot Nation and Conservation Law Foundation had appealed the DEP's public benefit finding. Alexandra St. Pierre is with the Conservation Law Foundation.
This means the environmental justice criterion is real and it's meaningful and it's not just a box to be checked, and that these communities matter. It matters how they're affected by these state decisions, and the court affirmed that.
In a statement, Penobscot Nation Tribal Chief Kirk Francis said the ruling affirms that the burdens on the tribe's health, lands, and the Penobscot River must be taken seriously. A spokesperson for the DEP said in a statement the department is reviewing the decision and weighing its options moving forward. A spokesperson for Casella, which operates the landfill, said the company is in the process of reviewing the decision. The ruling instructs DEP to issue a revised public benefit determination within 75 days. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Caitlin Badion.
More than 130 Maine lawmakers are urging Governor Janet Mills to drop an out-of-state company that transports MaineCare clients to medical appointments and select a new provider. Motive Care has faced complaints about late and missed rides, as well as a recent bankruptcy. In September, the CEO assured lawmakers that the company's bankruptcy filing would not affect services. But in a letter this week to Mills, lawmakers wrote that the company's court filings paint a much starker financial picture. They wrote that Motive Care's instability, quote, presents serious risks to the state with far-reaching consequences for those who rely on these essential services. The governor's office said Friday that Mills was reviewing the letter. Hundreds of people converged on Portland's Monument Square Thursday night to protest the death of Renee Nicole Good, the 37-year-old woman shot and killed inside her vehicle by an ICE officer in Minneapolis on Wednesday. Protester Elizabeth Murphy says she was sickened to hear about the shooting.
I think for me, this is a thing we've all been dreading. We've all known this day would come when somebody would be killed. And it could be any one of us. And so we have to stand up. We have to remember her and honor her and fight back and show that we're not going to be intimidated and we're not going to be frightened off.
Well, eyewitness accounts and videos suggest Good may have been trying to escape the ICE officers. The Trump administration maintains the federal agent acted in self-defense. Central Maine Medical Center says it's seeing a spike in emergency department visits and hospital admissions due to the flu and other related illnesses. Officials with the Lewiston-based hospital are urging people to get vaccinated and practice good hygiene. According to the latest weekly surveillance report from the Maine CDC, there were nearly 150 flu-related hospitalizations in the week ending January 3rd, compared to 345 for the entire season. Activity levels in the state are still considered very high. Maine Senator Angus King is blasting President Donald Trump and administration officials over their saber-rattling toward Greenland. As Kevin Miller reports, King says the administration's rhetoric is alienating allies and empowering global rivals.
King says that he's appalled that Trump would suggest the U.S. military could be used to seize control of Greenland. There's already a sizable U.S. military base in Greenland, and the Arctic island is an autonomous territory of Denmark, a longstanding ally of the United States and a fellow member of NATO. King, who co-chairs the Senate Arctic Caucus, also called it, quote, nonsense that the U.S. needs Greenland for national security.
There's no need to own the real estate if you're working with allies in terms of developing national security assets. So, again, I'm suspicious because it's so clearly a pretext that something else is afoot that could be extraction of natural resources in Greenland. And that's colonialism. That's imperialism.
King, an independent who serves on the Senate Intelligence Committee and the Senate Armed Services Committee, also accused Trump of giving Russian and Chinese leaders a hall pass to do what they want in Ukraine and Taiwan. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
State lawmakers are considering whether to name a portion of Route 3 in Hancock County after Luke Gross, a sheriff's deputy who was struck and killed by a motorist there in 2021. Hancock County Sheriff Scott Kane told lawmakers during a public hearing on Thursday that Gross was an exemplary public servant.
Luke was the kind of officer every agency hopes for and every community deserves. He was dependable, steady, and took his responsibility to serve others seriously.
Gross served in the Hancock County Sheriff's Office for 18 years. He was investigating a crash on the side of Route 3 in Trenton when he was struck and killed by a pickup truck. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition on Maine Public Radio. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.